السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلوك is part of سلوك تصوف صوفيزم تزكية النفس whatever you want to call it different names. So sometimes people think that this is an extra something extra. Those who want to do it will do it. Those who don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. It's tasawwuf. Whether you call it tasawwuf, whether you call it tazkiyah, whether you call it Sufism, islahun nafs, whatever your name you want to give it. So people think that this is something extra. It's not something essential. It's something extra. Those who want to do it, they do it. Those who don't want to do it, they don't do it. But this is a misconception. In actual fact, this tasawwuf, tazkiyatun nafs, is an integral part of our deen. Very, very important part of our deen. So Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali is explaining the hadith of Jibra'il. Many of you may have heard this hadith of Jibra'il. And Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conducting a majlis. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were present in the majlis. And a person came. Sahaba anhum didn't know it's Jibra'il alayhi salam. Person came dressed in snow white clothing, hair is immaculate. So in other words, there is no sign of suffer on him. If you travel in the desert, if you are an outsider, you travel in the desert and you reach your destination, you'll be able to see that this person is from outside. Now, nobody recognized this person, so he's not a local. But on the other hand, from his appearance, he looked like he just came from home now, dressed so neatly, so well. And then he comes into the gathering and he goes right to the front. And he joins his knees with the Mubarak knees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he places his hands. Different narrations, either he placed his hands on his own knees or on the Mubarak knees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal Iman? What is Iman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained our aqaid, our beliefs. And then he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal Islam? What is Islam? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained our a'mal, our actions, different ibadat, etc. The third question he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what is ihsan? What is ihsan? And then there was a fourth question, and a fifth question, and thereafter the person, each time he asks the question, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the answer, and he is affirming the answer. So, no, you gave the right answer. So Sahaba Rannanum was surprised. Here is a person who is asking a question, and then he is also giving the tick of approval also. So after he asked the questions and the answers took place, then he woke up and he left and he went away. After some time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, do you know who was that person? He said, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. He said, that was Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to teach you your deen. By asking the questions, not that Sahaba radiallahu anhum didn't know what was Iman and didn't know what was Islam. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the haqeeqat, the reality of these things. So for the reality of these things to be known for me and you today, those questions were asked. So with regards to this ihsan, Jibreel alayhi salam asked, what is ihsan? What is the haqeeqat of ihsan? What is the reality of ihsan? So Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayhi, he is explaining that this is tasawuf. This ihsan, this is tasawuf. This is suluk. Without ihsan, a person will have iman, but it will be dry. Without ihsan, a person will have Islam, but it will be dry. What is the proof? How many Muslims there are in the world, but they can't wake up for Fajr namaz? Why? Because it's dry. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he gives an example. He says that if somebody has to serve you rice, just plain rice, and in that rice, they didn't put any ghee also. When they made the rice, they didn't put any ghee in that rice also. Now try to eat it. You will eat if you really have to eat. You'll eat it. And you'll only eat that much that you really have to eat. Because it's dry. But now, let that rice be cooked with some ghee. Let there be some curry to go with it. Maybe some pickles on the side. Some salads. Some sour milk. Now see how the person will eat with the relish. Many a times he'll overeat. Which in eating is not a good thing. But just for you to understand the difference between something that you will relish and something that is dry. Now, bring that to our deen. Bring that in deen. When a person's iman and Islam is dry, he does things, if I don't read this namaz, I'm going to go to Jahannam. He attends the janazah because if I don't go there, then the connections will ask, where were you? See? Everything he just, you know, if I don't go Eid morning, Fajr, now what people will think of me? But Fajr is Faraz every day. But because his deen is dry for him, it's very hard for him to make amal. Everything is a big effort. It's an effort for him. To go for salah is an effort. The first excuse he can get to miss namaz is missing namaz. He's at home, he got one toe ache, right, leave it. I won't go for salah. So a person's iman and Islam is dry. His iman and Islam is dry because he doesn't have ihsan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the ihsan that أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if to say you are seeing Allah. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And if you cannot see Allah, in other words, if you can't reach that stage where you are actually feeling like you are seeing Allah, then at least this much, that Allah is watching you. Yesterday one person came home. So he's explaining to me. He says that, Maulana, I started reading 1,000 Durood Sharif daily. 1,000 Durood Sharif I'm reading daily. And when I'm at work, so I'm engaging in a lot of istighfar. So he says that now, when I read Quran Sharif, I actually feel that Allah Ta'ala is listening to me. See, before this, I was just reading. But now I feel Allah Ta'ala is listening to me. When I'm reading Salah, I'm actually feeling, you know, Allah Ta'ala's presence. Now how that namaz is going to be? How that tilawat is going to be? That is ihsan. That is the object of tasawwuf. To bring that lushness, to make our iman lush. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Dawud Barakatuh, he says that when a person will get this, this ihsan, this love for Allah Ta'ala, this ishq for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, true ishq, then he says, deen will not only become easy, but it will become mazedar. In other words, you will begin to enjoy your deen. Whatever amal we have to make, whatever guna we have to give up, whatever we have to give up for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, the person will enjoy it. Because now it's a relationship of love. It's a relationship of love. Ihsan has come in. I am feeling Allah Ta'ala's presence. Everything that I am doing. You know, Hazrat Maulana Ispatil Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to mention this, that if you're battling to wake up for tahajjud, he said, just sit up on your bed. You know, you can't wake up. Just sit up on your bed. And just raise your hands in dua for 2-3 minutes and go back to sleep. So wake up, sit on your bed. 2-3 minutes. You know, you set your clock, right? You set your clock for tahajjud. Now you heard the clock ringing. But now your body is protesting. Doesn't want to get out of the bed. So I just said, no problem. Just sit up. Just sit up on your bed. Pick up your hand. 2-3 minutes, just make dua to Allah Ta'ala and go back. Those who made amal on that, within a few days, they were on the musalla. Why? Because when you start talking to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala pulls you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in the Hadith Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, you come to me this much, I'll come to you that much. You come to me crawling, I'll come to you walking. You come walking, I'll take you, pick you up. So if the banda has to make little bit effort, you know, little bit himmat, little bit effort. Allah Ta'ala then opens the road. Allah Ta'ala then accepts that banda of his. But we have to be sincere. We mustn't pick and choose. Be sincere. When ihsan comes in, and all the time the person, he is in that connection, that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. He's thinking of what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. in order to establish this deen, one sunnat of his, he won't be able to leave it out. So, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established this, how can I leave it? This is the legacy of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I leave it? So there is one qissa here, one story. Hazrat Khwaja Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Khwaja Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Ali. He was the Sheikh of Mujaddid Al-Fithani Rahmatullah Ali. Now you people don't know who I'm talking about. Because we don't read up, we don't acquaint ourselves with these pious people. We more worried about people running around in short pants. 22 people. They say they're earning so much money, but nobody could buy them one long pants. They run around in short pants, in circles, chasing one ball. Insanity. They got no object in life. They just run around in circles, chasing one ball and trying to put that ball between two poles. And the whole world goes mad. This is darkness. What it is? Darkness. Allah Ta'ala, He removes those who are His. Allah Ta'ala takes them out of darkness and He puts them into light. Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah Ta'ala is the friend, Allah Ta'ala is the guardian, Allah Ta'ala is the protector of those with iman. He takes them out from darkness, He puts them into light. So they can see. Walladina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut. And those who are on kufr, their friend is Tawhut. Tawhut is the devil. And what he does? يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. From light he takes them out and puts them into darkness. If this is not a darkness, what is it? 22 people run around, chasing one ball, trying to put it between two poles, and everybody has gone crazy. It's a darkness. A person sitting 1,000 kilometers away got absolutely nothing to do with his life. And he's getting excited. Or somebody kicked one ball 1,000 kilometers away. This is darkness. If a person has got love for Allah Ta'ala, love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he won't get caught up in these things. So if we took out the time and we read up about our akamirin, our pious predecessors, then when you hear these names, you'll be acquainted with them. You'll know who we're talking about. Their names alone have a noor in it. One day, Maulana Mansur al-Haq sahab, Damat Barakatuh, he was reading out the names of the certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And there were many names, the whole Badri, 313 names. Sahaba anhum who took part in the Battle of Badr. And he said, we will read each one. And we will read each one in full. Because their names have a noor in it. There's a noor in their names also. So obviously the noor of the awliya Allah cannot compare with the noor of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. But they also have a noor in them. So Hazrat Khwaja Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Ali was the Sheikh of Mujaddid Al-Fithani Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Khwaja Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Ali, the barber had come to him to give him a haircut, you know. So now it came where the barber needed to trim his mustache. But Hazrat Khwaja Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Ali, he is all the time in Zikrullah. And he was making Zikr Lisani. He was making Zikr with his tongue, not just Zikr Qalbi. He was making Zikr with his tongue also. So, the Baba, he says to Khwaja Sahib, he says to him that, Huzur, please cut your Zikr. He said, cut your Zikr, otherwise I'll cut your lip. If you're moving your lips, now I'm trying to trim your mustache. If you're moving your lips, I may cut your lip. So cut your Zikr. Stop the Zikr for a while, then I can cut the mustache, otherwise I'll cut your lip. So Hazrat Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Ali, he responded to the Baba. He said to him, look, for my lip to be cut is acceptable, but to cut my zikr is not. So my lip can get cut, no problem, and I can't stop my zikr. Now it wasn't a question of permissible and impermissible. I mean, definitely it wasn't faraz for him to be making zikr at that time. Right? So if the Baba now needed to trim his mustache and told him to stop the zikr, no problem with that. From a mas'ala point of view, is there any guna for him to stop the zikr? No guna at all. However, this is that ihsan, that there is so much of relish in the zikrullah, that how can I stop that? Now something that is nafal, something that is optional, the person is not prepared to stop because of that ishq, then do we think he will ever stop something that is faraz or wajib or sunnah? Would he ever get involved in something that is prohibited, something that is haram? Never. The relationship is of that degree. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Those who believe, those who have iman, they are passionate in their love for Allah Ta'ala. Very intense love they have for Allah Ta'ala. There was a poet, his name was Sarmad. So he had written in Farsi, in Persian. They say his mazar is situated at the eastern door of the Jami Masjid in Delhi. His mazar is there. So he reprimands himself in this poetry. He's reprimanding himself. He says, O Sarmad, stop your lamenting and complaining. Stop your lamenting and complaining. What squabbles have you fallen into? Stop your lamenting and complaining. Do one task out of two. What is this task? He's asking in the poetry. So what is this task? Either entrust your life to him for his pleasure. In other words, your pleasure must be his pleasure now. You got no desires now. Whatever Allah Ta'ala's command is, that is what I'm going to do. Whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah is, that is what I'm going to do. I don't need anything else in my life. Right? So you either do that, or turn your gaze away from your real friend. That your only true friend is Allah Ta'ala. So either you're going to do this, you're going to wholeheartedly, completely, totally turn yourself to Allah Ta'ala and that's it. I'm Allah's. Finish. Or turn your gaze away from your real friend. In other words, don't bluff yourself in between. Don't bluff yourself in between. There's nothing there in between. What is he saying? He's saying, look, that being for whom you have muhabbat, You're saying that you love Allah Ta'ala, that being for whom you have this love, entrust your life to Him. Entrust your life to Him for His pleasure. If you are unable to do this, then can you turn in both directions? Now this is our problem today. This is why we are not getting enjoyment in our deen. This is why we are finding difficulties. Why? Because we want to live a life like this. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. We want to live that kind of a life. Allah Ta'ala too must be happy. Then Shaitan also, we need to make him happy too. The person, he is going for namaz, but he's going for namaz. He said, I'm going to make Allah happy, but he's going with the car which he bought on interest. The day he made Shaitan happy. Then in his house, he said, no, we must have, Allah Pa give us house, we must have a khatam. Have a khatam in the house. So that's to make Allah happy. Then he puts a devil box also inside, that's to make Shaitan happy. So that kind of life, la ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula, is neither here nor there. Is neither here nor there. So Sarmad is saying that don't bluff yourself. You can't live this kind of life. Make up your mind. Either entrust yourself fully to Allah Ta'ala. But I mustn't break any command of Allah Ta'ala. I mustn't leave out any sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make your life like that. And if you're not prepared to make your life like that, then realize that you are turning your gaze away from your real friend. There is no other friend. Especially my young friends. Don't think you got friends. There's no friends. Your only friend is Allah Ta'ala. Your only friend is Allah Ta'ala. That is your true friend. At times, you turn to the creation to seek the pleasure of the creation. At other times, you turn to the Creator to seek the pleasure of the Creator. How can you turn in both directions? How can you turn in both directions? How can you be two-faced? This is what Sarmad is asking himself. How can you be two-faced? What suits your temperament, you do. And what doesn't suit you, you don't do. Who made you the authority to decide what you're going to do and what you're not going to do? You know, Hafiz Abdul Rahman sahab, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he taught Quran Sharif for many, many years. Right? Many of our senior ulama in the country, they did hifz by him. The founder of Mia's Farm. You know? In fact, the other day when I met Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Naam Barakatuh, so he was telling me, he says, there's nothing better than teaching Quran Sharif. He said, there are so many people who were Shaykhul Hadith. They were teaching Bukhari Sharif for years. But a time came in their life where they left everything and they just taught Quran. They just engaged themselves in teaching Quran Sharif. So, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib, he had made so many huffaz, so many, hundreds and hundreds of huffaz. So once when Hazrat Shakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in our country, so he went to visit Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib. And this was in his advanced age and he was, you know, not well now, etc. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib asked him, he said that, how many huffaz have you made? Sometimes people keep a record. So I said, how many huffaz have you made? So he gave, what a beautiful answer. He said, that jawab I'll give you on the day of Qiyamah. He said, that answer I'll give you on the day of Qiyamah. Because only those whom Allah Ta'ala accepted will count. Those whom Allah accepted, the ones whom Allah accepted, that will count. So how many went through here, that's not what's important. So how many Allah accept, that I'll only know on day of Qiyamah. So that answer I'll be able to give you there. But I'm talking about this love for Allah Ta'ala, that he was so old in the end, he was so weak. He was hardly eating anything. But he used to be brought to the classroom to teach. He used to insist that he must be taken to the class to go and teach Hibs. And the family people used to tell him that, Habsab, take it easy now. You know? Take it easy. You know, you're old now, you're not well. So he mentioned something. He said, Ab to ye Quran parhana mera ghiza ban gaya. He said that now the teaching of Quran Sharif has become my food for survival. This is what I'm surviving on. So I have to come in the class. This is my food. This is what I'm surviving on. Now he could have stopped. He could have stopped teaching, not well, stay back. Like one student came to me today, said, Moana, I'm not feeling well. No, I want a chutti, you know. I want some leave. Not feeling too good. So I asked him, I said, but you're not feeling too good. But can you manage to sit in the class? If you can manage to sit in the class, why you want to take leave? If you can manage, why you want to take leave? Sit down. Yeah, if you're really critical or something, is a different story. We had one student with us in Madras, not in my class, it was above. He had cancer, you know. Young person, he had cancer, he used to go for chemo. But when he used to come from the chemo, he couldn't move. He was so finished up. But he used to insist that he must be carried on his mattress and brought to the class. He used to lie down in the class on his mattress facing the ustad. He had no energy to even sit up. Now after chemo, what your situation is. But he used to lie down like that. And he passed away as a student. He passed away in his student days. He passed away. So this is love. Love for Allah Ta'ala, love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That comes with ihsan. With dhikrullah, with removing the bad akhlaq, you know, akhlaq-e-razila, zamima, inculcating akhlaq-e-hamida, then ishq-e-ilahi comes. Ishq for Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. And that ishq is the most powerful thing. There's no fuel more powerful than that. Then you are moving in your path to Allah Ta'ala. There's nothing coming in your way. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله